The agency's decision document for a central Kuprinov would allow timber harvesting totaling 26 million board feet, mainly from two creek drainages on the western side of the island, south of the community of Cake. The plan calls for micro timber sales for residents and businesses of that community, along with some contract work for Cake residents. That could include road and trail maintenance, fisheries enhancement, young tree thinning, noxious weed control, and replacement of road culverts that are blocking fish passage. The state of Alaska appealed the sale decision, arguing it does not offer enough timber to industry. Assistant Attorney General Tom Lenhart says the state was not terribly surprised by the Forest Service's decision upholding the timber sale plan.
The Central Kuprinov sale itself absolutely cannot meet the demand for timber. Certainly, the state feels, you know, more timber is better in most cases. But really, we were making the point that their program as a whole is falling way short of their own estimates, of the Forest Service estimates for timber demand. They're not even coming close.
Lenhart would not say whether the state will consider a lawsuit over the sale. He says officials are still reviewing the appeal decision and considering the next step. February's release of the Central Kuprinov sale decision brought praise from the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, the region's largest environmental group. At the same time, industry representatives renewed their calls for more timber offerings from the Tongass. The logging plan is roughly one-third of the timber offering of an initial proposal for the area. It focuses on the existing road system south of Cake and leaves out more expensive helicopter logging units. It also dropped logging units in undeveloped roadless areas of Kuprinov or the headwaters of Castle River, a large fish-rich system that drains into nearby Duncan Canal. The agency's appeal reviewing officer recommended against the state's arguments, noting that logging units were dropped from the plan because they were too expensive to harvest or faced public opposition. And regional forester Beth Pendleton says the Forest Service will meet timber market demand.
So the Central Kuprinov project is just one of about a half dozen from which timber offers will be made this year.
Meanwhile, the appeal filed by Greenpeace, the Juneau group of the Sierra Club, and three Petersburg area residents requested that the contract work go forward, but sought to reduce the amount of timber cut. The appeal charges that the Forest Service Environmental Impact Statement did not do an adequate analysis of the timber harvest's potential impact on wildlife habitat. Larry Edwards is a forest campaigner for Greenpeace in Sitka.
My view is that the EIS, in terms of wildlife analysis, was extremely superficial. And the review of our appeal was equally superficial. It just didn't really get into the issues we raised in any substantive way at all.
Greenpeace and others faulted the environmental review document for its analysis of potential impacts on deer habitat. Edwards says a draft of the environmental document only looked at logging's reduction of productive old-growth forest, a label which he says is too general to properly gauge wildlife impacts. Edwards notes that the appellants asked the agency to use its model for deer habitat, which takes into account more factors for whether deer may actually use a certain part of the forest.
The results show that currently the area doesn't meet the Forest Service standard and guideline of generally providing 18 deer per square mile of carrying capacity for deer. And that number is important because that's what's required to sustain wolf populations and also sustain subsistence hunting.
The appellants also wanted the Forest Service to consider the cumulative impacts of the planned harvest along with other logging that's already happened on the island. Edwards says the agency should have issued a supplemental environmental review with a deeper analysis of potential impacts. The Forest Service's appeal reviewer recommended against those arguments, noting the Forest Service did apply its deer model eventually and did not find new information warranting additional review. And Regional Forester Pendleton says the agency performed the necessary analysis for wildlife.
The appeal reviewing officer carefully reviewed the appeal issues raised by the appellants and found that the planning record and the analysis that was completed relative to wildlife issues and concerns have been fully met in the planning document, and I was able to uphold the forest supervisor on the decision to move forward with this project.
The first scheduled offering from Central Kupreanof for around 300,000 board feet of timber could be put up for sale in late summer or early fall. The Forest Service expects businesses in Cake could be among the bidders for that first sale. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Bicknicki.